This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the last week of school for my boys. They're so excited, and I think they're more excited, not so much for summer, as this whole week has been pizza parties, and we're watching movies and popcorn.
All the fun stuff, kind of a big celebration that the school year is over.
Yeah, I asked Carter, I said, what did you do yesterday? He goes, played a lot of Minecraft, and I was like, oh, that's what we're learning in fourth grade, huh? But here's the deal. So they turned in all of their electronics on Friday. Mm-hmm. So they don't have their Chromebooks or even Colt and TK. They have iPads. They don't have any of that. So they're kind of just having fun this last week.
Sure.
So I thought it was interesting. This mom's going viral because she said, I don't send my kids to school the last week of school because it's pretty much pointless.
Well, it's still school. The school year's still happening.
Right. But is there learning happening, though?
No, but I think this is the last week where you're not learning. You do get to have fun. You do get to kind of hang out with all your classmates and just kind of, I don't want to say like go crazy, but right. To just have more fun than you would on a normal school day.
It's more relaxing for them to go. But she said she just gives her kids the option. It's the last week of school. There's no testing that's being done. There's no learning that's being done. So she lets her kids decide, hey, this last week of school, if you want to go, you can go. If not, whatever, I'll call and I'll excuse you. And it has the internet completely divided. And when I thought about it, I was like, oh, I mean, I get her point, but I know like my kids, they're still little. It's fourth and TK. Like they want to go because it is fun. Right. And they're doing all this stuff with their friends. But if they got older and it was the same situation, would I make them go? I don't know.
Yeah, it's still school.
But it's not school like you're learning school. You don't even have your Chromebook.
What does it matter, though, if you, like, let's say it's a big test day or something's going on where like the kid doesn't want to go. And then there's the days where it's fun. At the end of the day, it's still school. Like me, I mentally check out at 9:30 and I'm ready to go. You're like, no, we're on until 10. So I have to stay. It's the rule.
All right. What do you think? The last week of school, if they're not doing anything, there's no testing, should it be mandatory or would you let your kids stay home?
I am team go to school. Let's hear from you. 888-431-3764.
The school year is winding down. It is time for parties. Colt, my little one, is in TK. He has a ceremony today where they're doing a whole production. They're getting awards. Then tomorrow it's an ice cream party. And the last day of school is movies and popcorn.
Perfect.
Right? It sounds like a lot of fun. But there's a mom who has divided the internet saying all this stuff where it's just parties for the kids is kind of pointless. Why do the kids actually need to go this last week of school if there's no learning taking place? And it has people split going, okay, I kind of see where she's coming from.
I don't think it matters what the criteria is. School is still school. You still have to finish out the year till your very last day, till you grab your stuff and you're gone.
Okay.
So
this should be interesting. This caller wants to remain anonymous, and anytime somebody does that, you know they had a good viewpoint. So what are your thoughts on this?
Okay, so I 100% agree with Anthony. So school is still school no matter what happens, no matter what grade. I am a teacher. And the flip side of that is also that the school gets money for students when they show up. So not only is that mom hurting the students and teaching them potentially bad habits, they're hurting the school because the school is not getting the funding for their student not showing up.
Let me ask you this. As a teacher, I know that it's like a fun week for the students, but as a teacher, is there still stuff you're doing? Like, are you still grading things? Do you still have true work to do?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, there you go.
What grade do you teach?
I teach high school.
Oh, okay. When do you think they mentally check out?
After spring break.
Oh, so you got a lot to put up with.
Yeah.
This is probably a good time to shout out to our teachers for all that you do, whether it is these fun weeks that you make for the kids or the actual learning that is going on throughout the school year. Thank you for that.
100%.
909 here says, my daughter is getting ready, or actually, I'm sorry, has already graduated from fifth grade, and now she has 2 days after graduation. So I did give her the option, but she wants to go because they're fun days.
Yeah.
So if it's after graduation,
should you
make them go?
That's a little much. But I mean, as the parent saying, like, oh, why should they have to go? Just think, those are the final days of your you time for you to go run your errands, for you to do everything that you have to do with the kids still in school.
Oh, I'm all for. You can have them for a couple more days because I'm going to have them for a couple months.
You're like, when does summer school start?
What are your thoughts? The last week of school, should it be optional? We are winding down to the end of the school year. My kids are officially out of school on Thursday, and this is like their favorite week because there's no schoolwork actually being done.
And how do you feel about the boys being out of school?
Well, when they're out of school, I mean, it's more pressure on my husband and myself because it's like, okay, what do we do for childcare? Where do they go during the day? Because we both work full time. So it's a juggling process.
So you want to make sure that they are there for every single day of school.
Yeah, it's free childcare.
There you go.
For me, that's what it is. There is a mom that has divided the internet, though, because she has high school age kids. And she said, look, the last week of school is pretty much pointless. It's all just parties and relaxing. They're not any like work that's actually being done, which, I mean, I asked Carter yesterday. He's in fourth grade. I said, what did you do all day? Because they turned in their laptops on Friday. And he said, I played Minecraft. I was like, okay.
But that's what the last week's supposed to be all about. Look, you did it. You made it through the year. Now let's ease up, pump the brakes, enjoy time with your classmates and your friends, and then we'll send you off into summer. But you still have to finish out those few final days.
And a lot of teachers weighing in saying, send your kids to school. There's so many reasons why. I think we have another teacher on hold. Good morning, K-Frog. What are your thoughts?
I'm also a teacher, and that other teacher is full of it. She's not grading papers till the end. Full of it.
So what are your thoughts then? Should it be optional the last week of school?
Absolutely. All they're doing is just watching videos and playing games. Most of them don't even come. And you really love the teacher and your child's one of those kids that acts up in school. The best gift you can give them is to not have them come the last few days.
You'd actually prefer some of the students not to come?
Absolutely.
Haley in L.A., what are your thoughts? The last week of school, should it be optional?
No, I think it's a great opportunity for the kids to just socialize with their friends. Throughout the school year, they have to be focused. And, you know, I have a fifth grade brother and I am a teacher, so I see both sides. And my little brother is having a fifth grade party today. That's what he looks forward to.
You know, and a lot of people are pointing that out, saying, no, the end of the year, even though there might not be a lot of schoolwork, it is social, and it's teaching the kids to interact with each other, and they get to relax a little bit in a classroom environment.
Yes, and I work in a low-income community, and a lot of the kids, you know, stay home during the summer, and this is their opportunity to have fun, at least for a few days.
It seems like text messages are very heavy leaning go to school, and for a number of different reasons. 951 points out, this is just a healthy habit. They get into the routine of going to school. They know that it's a commitment, and then they honor that commitment until they're done.
Yeah, another one from the 951 says, as parents, we're teaching our kids commitment and responsibility. Just as in a job or any other commitment, you need to finish what you start. We can't start giving them the idea that commitment is optional.
Okay. What are your thoughts? Last week of school, should it be optional? You can call us now at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. It is the last week of school for my boys, and I know they're super excited to go to school because this is a week where it's pizza parties and movie parties. And Colt has a award ceremony today. So there's no question in my mind they want to go. But there is a mom who posed this question online and got a very mixed response about the last week of school. She says, I don't make my kids go to school the last couple of days because I don't see the point of it. She said most of the teachers, and she's in the Florida area, would actually agree with me and would want you to keep your kids home.
There's a part in me that wants to say that's borderline bad parenting because that's part of the joys of being a kid. You're not going to get to have these little fun right. get-togethers for the rest of your life. Before you know it, like, time flies, and I'm learning that with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I would send them. It's just like any other school day. Hey, get up, get dressed. You got 5 days of school left. You're almost done, but you're still going to go this final week. And I think they'll appreciate it down the road.
Well, and her kids are 7 and 12. So I would imagine they're probably doing something similar to what my boys are doing this week, which are those fun things. My kids did turn in their electronics last Friday. So I know there's not a lot of the Chromebook work and stuff. But as one texter pointed out, that no, you can still do work without the laptops and the iPads. So sure, there might still be some learning going on. Christy and Orange, what are your thoughts on the last week of school? Should it be optional?
Well, I am a teacher and I have a 4-5 combination. And I have to honestly say, I am still teaching math.
Okay.
You know what? I think if you're older, it's optional. Like, you know, when you have graduation and when you have senior activities. But yes, there's a lot of fun and a lot of bonding and a lot of reviewing. But I know that most of us in Anaheim are still teaching through Thursday and our last day Friday. So,
Josh and Yukaipa, what are your thoughts on the last week of school?
I'm an educator myself. I work with San Bernardino City. It's a big thing for kids to show up the last week. Just as an educator, we don't know what these kids' summers are going to look like. So for us, we kind of give this last week as an opportunity, like a final hoorah for them and their friends. And without that, we don't know if they're going to be able to connect with these kids over the next couple months. So for them to kind of have this last week to kind of let it all out and enjoy that last little bit of time, that already sets that mindset for them to kind of be like, all right, I already can't wait to get back.
Josh, you sound like you are a great educator because you're pretty much saying it's more than the curriculum. This is building the Absolutely. Passion for school.
Absolutely.
Man, I have to say, we have some of the best teachers here in Southern California.
Oh, without a doubt.
I mean, you can hear the passion in their voice when they're calling in. No, bring your kids. Except for the one teacher that said, if your kid is a handful, you can keep him at home. I'm okay with that.
Leave the troublemaker there.
Yeah, if your kids are good, go ahead and send them. The other ones, those are optional.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.